Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. How often are citrus growers spraying for the Asian citrus psyllid? That's the question Dr. Lauren Diepenbrock wants to know. She's an assistant professor at the University of Florida and the Citrus Entomology Extension Specialist. She's created a survey that she's requesting growers complete.
You know, we make these recommendations. We hope people use them. We hope they're useful. But I really would like to get an idea of adoption of those methods, you know, where we have gaps that we need to fill in information. Sometimes the documents aren't always there to back up the things that you're told. So I'm hoping that by doing this, taking advantage of these weird circumstances where we find ourselves at home a lot more, that growers will have the time to actually fill this out, provide some information. I've included, you know, are you willing to let me contact you to maybe look at your spray records historically so I can see changes that you've made over time. It's all just to help inform where our research needs to go.
Dr. Diepenbrock hopes these results will inform future research and extension programs.
If you can time your management to those periods of heavy flush, you don't have to spray as often. You can actually knock down those psyllid numbers by targeting those management actions, which not everybody's able to do that because it requires scouting. It requires a lot of moving parts, but it seems to be a really worthwhile effort for the people who are able to do it.
To access the survey, find this report on aginfo.net. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.